Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Staffordshire. Here's the headline. Staffordshire is one of the broadest and lowest entry commercial property markets in the Midlands. A hybrid shire where a single dominant industrial city, a strong county town, and an unusually heavy concentration of named corporate occupiers combine to sustain a deeper market than the population alone would suggest. Let me set the scene. Staffordshire is a county of around 1.1 million people, sitting between the West Midlands metropolitan core to its south, Cheshire to the northwest, and Derbyshire to the east. 12 principal towns. The M6 runs the full length of the county. The M6 toll provides a southern bypass through Cannock. The A5, A38, A50 and A500 carry cross-county logistics traffic, and the West Coast mainline stops at both Stafford and Stoke-on-Trent. In commercial property terms, that geography produces three distinct economic spines. The Stoke-on-Trent and Newcastle-under-Lyme conurbation in the north, the historical Potteries. The Stafford, Stone and Rugeley belt running through the middle along the West Coast main line, and the Tamworth, Lichfield, Burton-on-Trent and Cannock cluster in the south, where the county meets the West Midlands metropolitan boundary. The occupier base is the part that surprises people. Stoke-on-Trent retains a residual ceramics industry, but the heavy lifting now comes from JCB at Rossester, just over the Derbyshire border, and the Bet365 corporate campus in the city. Stafford houses the GE Vernova and Alstom Power Systems engineering plant, one of the larger advanced manufacturing sites in the county. Burton-on-Trent remains a UK brewing capital, anchored by Molson Coors and Marston's. Tamworth is dominated by the Snow Dome, Drayton Manor, and a deep distribution park stock around the M42 and A5. Lichfield combines cathedral city heritage with a strong commuter and professional services pull. And Cannock has built one of the largest concentrations of big box logistics outside the metropolitan core. Why should an investor care? Because that mix, heavy industrial, brewing, advanced manufacturing, logistics, plus a clean professional services overlay in Lichfield and Stafford, produces a far broader covenant base than the headline transaction prices imply. And it means commercial mortgage demand spreads across far more lender categories than a typical shire of this size. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 5,100 commercial-leaning transactions across the 12 principal Staffordshire towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside more than 26,000 residential transactions registered as corporate acquisitions. Almost certainly buy-to-let, HMO and special-purpose company purchases that finance through commercial rather than mainstream residential lenders. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Stoke-on-Trent. Stoke is the engine of the county and the deepest commercial market by some distance. 2,500 recorded transactions over the rolling 5 years. That's 49% of the entire county total. A median commercial transaction price of just £105,000, which makes Stoke one of the lower entry price commercial markets anywhere in the Midlands. 600 property type O freehold sales. That's the genuinely commercial only subset within the wider HMLR record. And nearly 9,500 corporate acquired residential transactions sitting underneath. The Equites auction prints to remember are both industrial. Trent Trading Estate, on Bottislow Street in Hanley, came to the catalogue in May 2024 carrying around £214,000 of passing rent and was withdrawn post-auction. A year on, Harvey Works on Lingard Street in Burslem, carrying just under £150,000 of passing rent, sold post-auction in September 2025. A cleaner signal that the secondary industrial market in the Stoke Ring is now finding a private treaty bid, even where the public room doesn't quite clear it. Second, Newcastle under Lyme. 560 transactions, a median commercial transaction price of £130,000, anchored by Keeler University and a strong professional services and healthcare base. The Equites print here is 23 Iron Market, a high street retail unit on around £18,000 of passing rent that sold prior to its 2024 auction. Newcastle under Lyme functions as the western half of the Potteries commercial market, and on price it sits firmly at the value end of the county. Third, Stafford, the county town. 560 transactions, a median of around £216,000, and just under 200 property type O freehold sales. The GE Vernova and Alstom Power Systems cluster sits behind the headline numbers and gives the town an advanced manufacturing covenant base that's rare in a market this size. Two AccuOtis prints frame the secondary retail story cleanly. The former Wilco on Shell Road and Broad Street sold for £310,000 in September 2024. That was effectively a vacant possession sale post the Wilco collapse, against more than £200,000 of historic passing rent. And 41 Greengate Street, a retail and former bank development play, sold for £315,000 in October 2025. Worth a quick word on the southern cluster too. Tamworth. 390 transactions, median price around £204,000, sitting on the M42 and A5 with a deep distribution park stock. Cannock, 286 transactions, median £180,000, the county's logistics workhorse on the M6 toll. 22 Marketplace in Cannock, a former bank with development angle, sold for £235,000 in October 2025. Litchfield, 230 transactions, but the highest median commercial price in the county at £300,000, driven by a clean professional services stock and a strong commuter overlay into Birmingham. And Burton-on-Trent, sitting outside the rolling commercial summary in this bundle, but contributing one AccuOtis print, 166 High Street, a retail development play, sold for £260,000 in May 2025. Adleek's 24 Derby Street, a high street retail and former bank lot withdrawn prior to the February 2026 sale. And you have a representative picture of Staffordshire's secondary market. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. 10 AccuOtis lots have come through the catalogue across 7 Staffordshire towns over the rolling window. 6 are high street retail or banking hall development plays. 2 are Stoke Industrial. The rest are smaller covenanted retail. Capital values on the sold high street and banking hall lots cluster in a tight band of roughly £170,000 to £315,000. Small unit rents on the bank and retail stock sit between £18,000 and £22,000, with no net initial yields published against the sold prints. The larger lots being repurposing plays where vacant possession and development value drives pricing, rather than passing yield. The auction record is best read as a capital value benchmark, and that benchmark has been broadly stable through Q4 2025 and Q1 2026. Reading across the rest of the market, secondary office stock outside the Litchfield, Stafford and Central Stoke prime cores faces continuing demand challenges, and Grade B and Grade C floor plates in Hanley, Newcastle under Lyme, and the older Cannock and Burton stock are repricing in line with the wider Midlands. Logistics on the M6 toll and A5 corridor at Cannock and Tamworth continues to clear at southeast comparable levels. Direction of travel is stabilisation, not further repricing. Which brings us to lender appetite. Staffordshire is a deep mid-market commercial mortgage county rather than a clearing bank flagship. Here's how the lending landscape sorts itself out. High street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC, Santander, Handelsbanken, compete for prime stock and strong covenant tenancies in Litchfield, Stafford, Tamworth, Burton-on-Trent and the Central Stoke Regeneration Zone. Typical loan-to-value, or LTV, sits at 60 to 65% on institutional terms. Challenger banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust, Cambridge and Counties, are the dominant force in the £400,000 to £10 million bracket. That's exactly the band that captures the bulk of the property typo freehold flow across Stoke, Stafford, Newcastle under Lyme, Tamworth, Litchfield and Cannock. Specialist lenders, Together, LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk handle bridging, refurbishment and complex situations with a strong Midlands origination presence. Development finance is genuinely available. Cannock and Tamworth Logistics Development continues to attract senior debt and stretched senior packages, given the structural demand along the M6 toll and A5. Stoke's Central Regeneration Pipeline, Smithfield, Etruria Valley, the wider city centre repositioning, has drawn both clearing bank and challenger interest. What to be cautious about? The 7 Acuitas Banking Hall and High Street retail lots underline that town centre comparison retail. Across most of Staffordshire is now a development play rather than an investment play. Lender appetite for income-producing high street retail outside food-anchored convenience positions is genuinely thin. The Stoke industrial market carries genuine post-ceramics remediation, ground condition and contamination diligence that needs to be priced into deal economics. Construction cost inflation on larger Cannock and Tamworth logistics schemes remains a live concern. And the rural Staffordshire Moorlands stock around Leek and Uttoxeter trades thinly, with a more limited lender panel than the M6 corridor towns. Outlook. The 12-month picture for Staffordshire commercial property finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of cautious continuation, and the county is better placed than many shire peers thanks to its corporate occupier breadth. Transaction volumes are stabilising. Secondary capital values, as evidenced by the £170,000 to £315,000 Acuitas banking hall band, appear to have absorbed most of the post-2022 repricing, and the structural drivers behind Cannock and Tamworth Logistics and the Stoke Regeneration Pipeline remain intact. What to watch? The M6 toll and A5 corridor logistics development pipeline at Cannock and Tamworth, where lender competition for stretched senior packages remains strong. The central Stoke-on-Trent regeneration schemes as they move from planning to income-producing stage. The Lichfield and Stafford office and professional services markets, where the cleaner Grade A stock is the submarket most likely to see yield compression first, if the rate cycle pivots. And the special-purpose company-driven HMO and buy-to-let flow across the Stoke ST postcode ring, which has been the most consistent source of commercial mortgage demand through the cycle. The single biggest swing factor is the next Acuitas catalogue cycle and the Burton-on-Trent brewing industrial disposal pipeline. Both will be useful waypoints for rechecking the secondary investment narrative as the year progresses. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Staffordshire, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina, this has been your Q2 2026 briefing.